In the saga of the dueling memos, on Saturday, a House panel released a lengthy, extensively redacted Democratic response to the Republican memo that alleged bias and misconduct by the FBI and Justice Department early in their investigation of Russian election interference. The White House signed off on the release of the memo following negotiations between the FBI and the committee's top Democrat, Adam Schiff, over what should be redacted in the document. On CNN's State of the Union Friday, Schiff said the FBI gave all the necessary political context to the FISA court, but followed FBI practice.
It's ironic that the Republicans would attack the FBI for following their procedures, which require that they minimize the names of U.S. persons and U.S. entities that are not the subject of a warrant. So even Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are referred to as candidate one and candidate two. They're supposed to mask the identities of people.
Trump took to Twitter and called the memo a total political and legal bust. Joining me is William Banks, professor at Syracuse University Law School. Bill, we'll look at the individual claims in a moment, but taking the Democratic memo as a whole, how well does it rebut Republican claims about FBI bias in the FISA process?
I think it rebuts the claims pretty effectively. The two parts, really. One is the part that Representative Schiff just reviewed, that is that the failure to identify Steele or his backers was simply the FBI following rules that are always applied in the FISA process. It's called minimization. It's ironically a controversy that Representative Nunes brought up himself about unmasking. So the masking was highly appropriate here. And of course, the context of the memo reveals that the FISA court judges could certainly have told that there was a political operative that was behind the so-called dossier. Second thing is that on the facts, it shows that indeed they knew about Gates and his activities well before the dossier was ever prepared or at least in the hands of the FBI. And then, of course, Gates had been the subject of FBI interest since at least 2013.
Carter Page.
Yes.
Okay. So the Democratic memo suggests the FBI had independent reasons for investigating Carter Page, but they were redacted from the memo, weren't they?
Many of them were because, again, of the intelligence sources and methods that would be revealed here. You know, we have to back up and remember that the Nunes memo itself was an extraordinary breach of the usual protocol, of the unanimously followed protocol in FISA instances, which is that we do not see the surveillance application. We see pieces of it now because of the Nunes memo. And then the Democratic response had to act in kind. We shouldn't have ever seen any of this, and that's the underlying point here. And because of the gravity of the threat to intelligence sources and methods, we're certainly not going to learn the missing pieces of information that now we'd all like to have.
So one of the questions was the role of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He approved at least one of the FBI's applications to extend the surveillance of Carter Page. What did you learn from the Democratic memo?
Well, we learned that, again, Rosenstein, like his predecessor, had multiple sources of information upon which to rely in deciding whether or not to approve an application. And as we've discussed before, June, on the program, when FISA applications are made, they go through an extensive set of vetting inside the Department of Justice before the Deputy Attorney General finally signs off. So Rosenstein wouldn't have signed off on the basis of the Steele dossier. He would have signed off on the basis of a complete set of materials that would have built a probable cause case that he thought they could reputably make before the FISA court.
Bill, let me ask you this. Came out, it seems like longer than it has been since the Republican memo came out. It's been quite a while, and it's almost out of the immediate consciousness of the public, certainly out of the immediate news cycle. Is it wise to bring this up again, to resurrect all the questions again and have people looking at this again? For the Democrats, I mean.
Right. No, I think they more or less had to respond because this Nunes memo cast the Democrats in a very poor light and cast the FISA court and the Department of Justice, with Rosenstein leading the charge, as partisan in their motives. I think the memo, the Schiff memo, clearly shows that that was not the case. Now we should all forget about all of this, because both memos absolutely add nothing to our knowledge of the underlying question, which is Russian involvement in our elections, and then secondarily, whether the Trump administration had something to do with it.
So this was part of the attack on the FBI. But since then, the FBI has come under attack again because of the tip it received in January from someone close to the Florida shooter and some other information it received that it didn't follow up. So how much does this do to resurrect the opinion of the FBI for many people who have been disappointed with the organization?
Yeah, the Florida incident is, of course, horrific and deserves careful scrutiny. I think that these two memos should be quickly put in the so-called recycle bin and never thought of again, because they add nothing to our knowledge about the underlying questions, and I don't think they reflect poorly on the FBI. And I think the two memos read together, you know, the Democratic memo rebuts the Republicans on the facts, and indeed the Republican response to the Schiff memo over the weekend was not to quibble with them on their interpretation of the facts, but simply to make allegations again about partisan leanings. As the facts are read, the FBI was balanced in making its request to the FISA court, as they always have been.
And how many people do you think actually read one or both of these memos?
A few of us, legal academics and some other political operatives and journalists in Washington. I hope not too many.
Because the Schiff memo was long and pretty detailed.
It was. It's 10 pages with a lot of redactions. And I think they were forced to go to that length to clearly respond to the factual allegations inside the Nunes memo.
So, well, perhaps this will be it'll be a long time before we hear about another FISA application. Thanks so much, Bill, as always. That's William Banks. He's a professor at Syracuse University Law School.